Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Hellboy.
Oh, shit. No, you're not. No, not yet.
No.
What are you?
What? Tony.
Okay. I have the list of shit coming to Netflix October 1st.
Speaking of shit.
You got to poop?
No, I was going to make a one-liner, but then I forgot it.
Good one. Okay. A Cinderella Story.
What?
Grizzly Man.
What?
Grizzly Man, I'm stoked
for. What are you telling me? I just don't know what you're saying.
Oh.
Crap coming to Netflix?
Yeah, for October.
So Werner Herzog, Grizzly Man.
Yeah, Grizzly Man. I like that documentary. Breakfast at Tiffany's? Nah.
Your fave?
Nope.
Your fave.
Dazed and Confused, I'm stoked about.
Yes.
Dr. Dolittle, Tale to the Chief?
Tale to the Chief?
Didn't know that was real.
Is that a hail?
Yeah. Blue Streak?
Oh, that'll, Martin Lawrence at his best.
That'll be fun. Gentleman's Agreement, Barbershop 2, Back in Business. I'm surprised they didn't go with Black in Business. Ghost Town.
Close.
Fairy Tale, A True Story, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That's a good one. Ghost Town. Why are they saying Grizzly Man again? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Millennium, Murder Map Season 2, My Little Pony. There you go, bud. Yeah, I know you're a brony.
Yeah, big fucking hard brony.
Once Upon a Time in the West, 1968, probably dog shit.
Hey, Once Upon a Time in the West is awesome.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. Oriented, Patton, Picture This, Pooh's Grand Adventure, The Queen of the Damned, Quiz Show, Robotech. I've never heard of a lot of these. RV, Saving Mr. Wu. Snake Eyes, Snow Day, Sphere. Oh, fuck. Sphere's so rad.
Yeah.
Three Kings. Titanic. Unforgiven.
Yeah.
The Uninvited, Unsealed, Alien Fly, Season 4, and Without a Paddle.
Wow.
And then we can look for Deepen and American Horror Story. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Dartmoor Killing, The Flash Season 2, and The Grindr Season 1.
Well,
so not that much cool shit, in all honesty. That's kind of an underwhelming list.
Wow. And wait, that's for what, September?
No, October.
Fuck them, dude. It's a fucking Halloween month. Why the fuck aren't they adding everything horror?
Yeah, you would think. And I'm looking down, like, they have more, like, October 14th.
Fuck them and their stupid asses.
Yeah, Power Rangers Dino Supercharge will be there on my birthday, thank Christ.
When's your birthday?
The 15th, I just said it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, there's not that much good. Black Mirror Season 3.
Yes.
I've heard good shit about that.
Fuck, man. Those first two seasons are tight as fuck.
That comes out October 21st.
I hope it's more than 3 episodes. You know how many I want? 24.
Yeah, there you go. Email them, dude. Kung Fu Panda 3 is coming on the 26th. And I'm not really seeing any. That's a very underwhelming list, Tony.
But Black Mirror is evil, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, I heard about the first one. It was like, you gotta fuck this pig, Mr. President, or we're gonna kill your daughter.
Yeah.
And that sounded insane. And then he fucks that pig, and they're like, she was never really captured. Or like,
She did this to you.
She already been like, oh, is that the twist?
I forget.
I don't think
it's awesome.
I also, this caught my eye. The biggest Star Wars Rogue One rumor so far. Obviously, the plot dealing with them stealing the Death Star plans. And then, so like in between 3 and 4, that's where it takes place. I remember when we talked, and I was like, it'd be so sick if it was a different perspective of A New Hope.
Yeah.
Them fighting alongside. Seeing like Luke Skywalker blow it up, him fly out.
Yeah, being like, good job, Lukey.
But my guess is that it ends with her giving the Death Star plans to Leia, who then in turn gives it to R2-D2. Yeah. And Boba Fett will appear.
And Boba Fett will be there.
That's fucking sick.
I enjoy that.
That is really cool.
I think he's one of my favorite characters, and he's so little. He barely has anything to him.
Right, and he's like one of the biggest Star Wars characters ever. I mean, he's up there with C-3PO. Everyone knows Boba Fett. But he's literally only in not many scenes. Not in much, I think, is the actual time.
Not only literally not in much.
Of screen time he had.
Uh-huh.
There's something else. Have you seen...
Says something about a character.
Yeah. I mean, he captured the imaginations. I really like his helmet. Mm. I think that's... Maybe his jetpack?
I like his half cape.
Ooh, yeah, that half cape is pretty sick. I just saw the Transformers new title is The Last Knight.
Yeah.
I really hope that it's no people, but I heard Mark Wahlberg's going to be in it again.
I think there's going to be people, but also I think maybe the people will be King Arthur's court. And there'll be Lancelot.
You think he's going to go back in time like First Night?
Oh, man. So tight. Transformers in time.
Oh, okay. I can get behind that.
Can you?
Yeah.
You would.
At least it has a good song to
it. They should take it back to dinosaur times and just...
They already did that. They already had the dinosaur bullshit.
They dug them up. But fuck, man. At least... I don't know. There'd be no humans there.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. That's what I want out of a train. I don't know, man. I'd rather just have them like be like, this is why we hate those fucking Megatron fucks.
Or just show the fucking Cybertron fucking battle.
Decepticons. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This is like why this whole war started. Because they always
check
talk
out
about
our
the,
origin, dude.
The old primes and shit like that. That sounds way cooler. Way cooler. There's a lot of fucking rich history in there that doesn't deserve fucking Sam Witwicky. What
come
do you
on,
need?
Come
or
on,
fucking,
Hasbro.
We got a Transformer.
Is it Mattel or Hasbro?
Hasbro, I believe. I think you were right the first time.
Cool.
I think that's all the news I got, man.
I got some news.
Slow week. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I was on the internets.
Wow.
And...
what news?
I saw a fucking post from one of my obscure pop culture fucking, like, things that I follow. And they were like, hey, there's 5 fucking teaser clips from the new Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, I saw that story
and
too.
And I vomited in my mouth a bit. And I went, oh, fuck, here it goes. Here fucking goes, damn.
Yeah.
I want it.
You're worried about it.
I'm so scared. Mainly because the Major is an Asian android.
Yeah.
Now being played by a...
The Major?
Yeah. Major, is that Major Masato.
Okay, right on. I thought you meant like main character and you said Major. Like,
the
yeah,
Major.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
She is a...
Maybe. She's the ghost in the shell.
Yeah, well, they kind of.
The ghost in the shell is like what? Like
is a
that,
fucking consciousness.
It's right, like what, in an AI, correct? Yeah. Okay.
It's a self, like yeah. It builds itself mm-hmm. out of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I
an
robot.
Awesome theme.
I robot.
It kind of, but way better.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Like a 90 million time better.
Will Smith isn't in it?
No, not at all. They don't even mention him.
Welcome to Earth, punches the robot right after Inception.
Yeah, dude.
They turn him on, welcome to Earth, bam.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm a legend.
No wonder
see you later, I'm going to Bel Air.
No wonder the robots hate us. Will Smith just punched out the first one right after it was born.
So I watched a clip. Her haircut is good.
Yeah. I saw the picture.
They nailed it.
Okay.
Because she has the same haircut as the fucking main character.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
The
good
short, like a little bit above the shoulders with the bangs, right?
Bangs and then the long two like sides and
okay,
then the back is shorter too.
Yeah, okay, right on.
But her hair doesn't grow. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's just her style.
So
she was built with that haircut.
Yeah,
it's she's
robot.
Cool.
Robot. No haircuts.
No haircuts needed.
That's
unless
nice.
She wants to really style up.
That is the future. Well,
yeah.
Then they could just put another wig on her, I'm guessing, right?
Probably.
Just staple some more fucking hair in her.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Just zip it right on there. Thanks.
Sound effects today.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, wah, wah. So I watched all 5 of them, and one of them doesn't have any fucking... I have no fucking clue what it was showing me. It's
yeah,
not in the anime.
The thing that I read was like, it's very mysterious, kind of confusing.
Yeah, no, there's not much to it. Like... There may be another character that's in the fucking comic, in the anime, but I'm not sure if that's him. I'm trying to think. Oh, the one was a fucking group of a bunch of people plugged in a circle, and they were like, you know, this is the beginning. And I was like, well, that's...
Are they transferring consciousness to something? Is that
the
anime?
Or they're powering some sort of fucking hack, like something like that. It's...
Their batteries
it's shared power
from the Matrix
to do stuff. Yeah,
gotcha.
But that's not actually in the fucking anime. There is a shot of her in her window, looking out the window onto
yeah.
the city.
That's
and
the
that's
picture I saw.
Straight from the fucking. That is straight from the fucking anime.
Now the anime is what a series or a movie? It's
1995.
A movie, correct?
It was a movie originally.
Now why
by Mamoru Oshii?
Why not just make it like Watchmen style, shot for shot?
No clue. Other than it would be. So fucking gory.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they're even going R.
Oh.
I don't even know if they're taking that fucking risk, but the fan base, it couldn't be bigger for an anime. Like,
right.
Ghost in the Shell is up there with Akira and fucking Studio Ghibli, like fucking huge anime fans.
Also an anime that broke through to people that don't even really like anime.
So many, yeah.
Will watch it, yeah.
It was the first anime that had a really strong fucking look to it, and it really resonated with people visually.
Yeah.
And it was a fucking sick fucking sci-fi. It was a metaphysical story about, like, fucking transcendence to fucking the difference between a robot and a human, and it was awesomely told.
Right.
through all of these really sort of cerebral fucking artistic views.
Okay.
Not just, I'm a robot, but I don't like robots. Nothing horse shit like that. It was very complex. There was a deep richness to the universe.
I want you to write it. I'm a robot, but I don't like robots.
Fuck robots, man. I'm a robot, too. Look at my robot arm.
I hate myself.
I don't jerk off with this one.
Good.
So I watched all five of them, and two or three of them looked that like they were in the universe. She unplugs herself in one shot, which is true. She has like three plugs on the back of her neck.
Yeah, very Matrix-esque.
Everyone makes fun of me when I say I would really like to be able to plug in like that. And they're like, dude, I wouldn't want that. That's crazy. That's so fucking, it seems like such a bad idea. I'm like, nah. If I could download my consciousness, I would. I would leave this plane of existence in a heartbeat.
But that would mean that you would go on, not like into like, would you be in a robot? Kind of like, what's that movie with Bruce Willis?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, God. It starts with an S. Surrogate?
Surrogate, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they plug in, but they have like robot bodies that walk around the Earth. You're talking about plugging into The Sims.
I'm talking about plugging into the grid, yeah.
To The Sims, yeah.
Or being on a dedicated server. I don't care, but as long as it has enough content to fill me for a million, like, universe. I don't know if time would stop being time, like, how you would relegate, like, how where you are, what you are.
Well, in surrogates, it basically, like, if you died as your body failed, you didn't upload anything.
But that's
the
idea of uploading consciousness to another form of living, but you're still tethered to your human life.
Right.
I would take away the human body completely.
Right. Just a brain.
And transcend straight into, like, I guess the ether of energy that is like
want to live forever like that?
I don't think forever would feel long. I think you could like control whether or not time was it wouldn't click by like a fucking second a hand, I don't think.
I don't know.
Because you would have access to all the fucking knowledge and all the experience on the internet. Like you'd be part of such a mass amount of fucking information.
But so much of this life
you could probably transcend space and time in that.
But so much of this life is physical, then you would have no feeling or smell or taste or anything like that.
Yeah, so.
Wow. That's a huge thing to. So you just like to be like, oh, I like looking at things and hearing it.
Just doing everything all at once and like feeling it forever.
But you wouldn't feel anything.
But it would be like you would. I would take my consciousness with me. It'd be in. It's ones and zeros.
Right, but what I'm saying is that there's no like physical touch, or there's no smell, there's no taste.
But what is physical touch? Like it's
receptors in your body
in the
that
Matrix.
Your brain.
Yeah.
So you're saying that
it
will stimulate.
Tells you that you're feeling that.
So you're saying that this thing will stimulate those receptors in your brain to make you feel as if you're experiencing it.
Or you digitize your brain and then do what you want with your fucking energy. Like you could choose what you want to do with your consciousness.
We're gonna die
instead
way before
stuck
that happens
right in here in this little fucking rotting flesh vessel that's so fat and sweaty all the time.
That's the name of the episode, Fat and Sweaty. I'm kidding. I just read this Bill Hader to play Alpha 5 in the Power Rangers movie. How fucking sick is that?
Wait, what? Bill Hader to play who?
Alpha 5, that little robot. It's like Zordon! Geez. Rangers! That dude.
Ah! Well, it fits.
Yeah, right? He also did the shit for BB-8.
Yeah.
Like, all the mannerisms, and, like, they kind of, like, based the sounds off of what he, like, emoted, like, in the studio.
Yeah.
Which I think is a fucking genius pull for that.
Yeah, dude. Pay it up.
No, that's really cool to actually take, like, an actor's voice and then change it into beeps and bops to make robot. But, like, it actually gives it some type of heart and soul to it. Any other news?
Nope. Just bitching about that.
Well, you said there's something cool about a game. Gears of War?
Oh, I thought Gears of War 4 looked kind of cool.
And you were trying to like be like, hey, bud, you got one now? You got one for your little Xbox One?
Look at you go, dude. You got that Gears on your side? No, only thing I was thinking about Gears,
say,
I hate
even
the
like,
gameplay of Gears.
I don't like, yeah, the third person behind him, like, well, I only played the first one for a little bit. And it was like a mode of like playing with other people, I think, multiplayer.
Yeah.
I didn't actually play the storyline.
with
other people.
Yeah,
have
you've
you
heard
this?
Of it,
yeah.
Maybe.
Humans actually hold another controller in
Tell me more about it, Spaceman.
A whole nother city or
right
even
on.
Another country, Tony.
Right on.
And then in real time, you can shoot them in the dick.
What a fucking go.
What a world we live in. But yeah, I didn't really enjoy it. I felt like it was clunky.
I don't either. But I was more saying some of the visuals looked cool.
Yeah.
Like the idea of it's about a scourge, like fucking this black cloud that carries creatures in it that are bad.
Yeah.
And there's a city that you see sort of an overhead view, like a helicopter view of the city walls, and they're raising like from like it's an entire oval like of walls just raising from the ground
to
and
close.
Coming up. Yeah. And you see it like closing in and as the fucking cloud's hitting it. And I was like, visually, it looks pretty fun.
There's a lot of games that visually look amazing. Yeah.
Game-wise, you're just shooting fucking sweaty mutants in the face with 80 bullets out of an assault rifle. And going,
yeah.
That's all.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the soundtrack, eh?
Hey, don't touch me.
I didn't mean to.
Tried to jerk me off after I grunted.
No. Yeah, I was like, man, that's hot. Give me that cock. No, you take up a lot of room underneath this table.
Yeah, huge dick. Giant stems, yeah.
Giant dick just fucking flopping all over. It's like fucking, yeah, there it is. Yeah, looks like fucking salacious crumbs coming out of you. All right, do you want to hop into genre five?
Yes.
Cinematics. Yeah, we're not doing eats or places we've been.
Dinners or places or kinds of colors we enjoy or anything like that.
We haven't done colors yet. Wait for next week.
you fucking wait.
There's a lot out there. No, genre five, we're doing cinematic sci-fi cities.
Oh, so tight. Yeah. And I said sci-fi cities in our discussion.
What do you mean?
I said, you said sci-fi cities. You didn't say cinematic. No, moving on.
I told you from movies.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Moving on.
You listen to like half of everything.
Moving on.
Half of everything I say.
It's because you say sci-fi cities from the cinematic universe. I don't hear the cinematic universe. I hear sci-fi fucking cities, baby.
So I take it you did some.
I got like 9 or 10.
Well, it's 5. Well, that hasn't changed ever.
No, I know. I know. I'm stupid and can't count, so.
You just counted 9.
I can't read.
You're a liar. Oh,
I just write what my mind tells me in my mind brain hole.
Horrible joke. I can't read.
forgot
what you were listening to. All right, so.
Hey, follow us on Twitter at.
EYECANTREAD. I can spell, motherfucker. But yeah, so cinematic sci-fi.
Uh-huh. If you
cities.
Say so. You're the boss.
Yeah, no, you said that you had one from a book, and you're like, okay, never mind.
Oh, but I found some others from video games.
Fuck.
Not a lot. Continue, just one.
Can you just do cinematic?
I can mix it up.
All right, because we can do video games in another one.
Oh, I could do video games, I could do books, I could do comics.
That's what I'm saying, so let's not pigeonhole ourselves into all sci-fi cities. Let's just go with cinematic.
You tried to make me pick so many.
Fuck boy. No, I didn't. I said cinematic sci-fi cities, and all you heard was sci-fi cities. Just heard what you wanted to hear.
Selective
hearing. Okay, hit me with your first cinematic.
Cinematic 5-5 series.
There we go. Okay. Cities.
Cities. Mm. Okay. Sorry, I speak now.
I hope not. This will be the last episode if I can't read. Because I could fucking not handle that.
I was talking to someone who was like, I played a joke on someone where I changed the last letter in certain words to like an E.
Yeah.
And like it really works if you think about it, and you can talk with adding E instead of the last letter of a lot of words. It makes you sound like a fucking weird, weird creature.
Go ahead.
But I can't do it. He was doing it, and I was blown away by it. It was really funny. Try it on your own, guys.
Wow. What a good payoff.
I'm just saying.
Can you give me an example? Nope.
I'm trying to tell you about the best part of my day.
Yeah.
Was that tiny conversation.
So bestie, party, timey, ubby, day-y. Like that?
I had a bestie.
So it's like a shitty version of Pig Latin.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny.
First city, fucko.
Oh, don't call me fucko. It's actually a cluster of cities in multiple different universes.
There we go. Hit it up.
Listen. All right. So these are all types of different cities from all types of different animes, but they're so similar and they're all based in Tokyo. That's why I named them as one.
Okay.
Okay. So Neo Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
which is, New Tokyo and Old Tokyo, I believe, is from Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
Neo Tokyo is from Akira,
mm-hmm.
and Tokyo 3 is from Evangelion.
Okay.
All three of those are cinematic.
So they're Tokyo.
They're all Tokyos, but they're all different incarnations of it.
I got you.
In the near future.
I understand.
Bad as fuck, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, Tokyo 3 has underground cities that rise up because cool. the Evas come from the sky, so right. they literally drop their cities under the ground.
Mm-hmm. Protection.
Yeah.
Makes
and,
sense.
And the streets are even, like, on blocks that can move when the fucking Evas come out to fight the angels.
Yeah.
And so the streets have, like, shock absorbers in them so they don't destroy concrete every time they come out.
That's neat.
It's badass. There's guns and buildings and shit that are 50 stories tall. It's awesome.
So they kind of like built like a weaponized city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's they're defending themselves from like just getting murdered all the time by these angels.
I can't believe instead of Pacific Rim, they didn't just go with Evangelion.
It really is the same thing, but better.
Yeah. And, well, and there's a lot more like actual storyline and mythology there instead of. I mean, don't get me wrong,
evil lore too.
I dig the Jaeger and the fucking what was the bad things called?
Kaiju.
Yeah, I dig like their lore, but it was very like shallow and stuff like that. By the way, Pac Rim 2, I just saw on.
Did ya?
I swear to God, no, it's real.
Fucking did ya?
Yeah, so probably like 2019, I'm guessing.
Still gotten some motion on it.
Yeah, they just hired somebody.
Thank God.
Yep.
Thank God. We were almost in the dark there. Neo Tokyo from fucking Akira, also just a really gritty, awesome fucking beat down Tokyo. But it's more of like if gangs had taken over the city, but tech sort of stayed in the hands of the government.
Okay.
So there's still street gangs and thugs, and they're all on fucking pills and shit, and it's all little turf wars. But then the government has like these awesome fucking machines and these great powers. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And then New Tokyo and Old Tokyo are just different layers of the Ghost in the Shell world, to where one part is built up metropolis wise, one is sort of slum.
Yeah, the ghetto, the outskirts of the city.
Pretty awesome.
That makes sense. Nice. Next. Solid one.
See, I told you.
Tron City from Tron Legacy.
Ah, man, you picked the grid city of Tron. Fuck, man, that's on my list.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right on, cool.
I told you I want to live there.
We can hash it out here. Yeah, no, Tron City's really cool. I really dig the buildings, all the architecture. Very fucking simplistic, but very neon.
So beautiful.
I'm attracted to bright colors.
Yeah, you shiny light. Ooh,
and,
and
I just run into it.
Big fat dumb
just
kitty.
Just keep running into it. No, I'm like a moth.
Oh, yeah, just a big dumb moth.
But yeah, no, I really enjoyed the cars and all that stuff. Like the grid itself, too. And then they expanded upon it, obviously, in Tron Legacy of the. What like there was people the ISOs on the outskirts, correct? Yeah, and then they brought them in and they found out that they could power them.
They're anomalies, like they just grew on their own.
Now, were they just trying to wipe them out because they're anomalies? Or were they actually used for something like in like a Jupiter ascending when they're making perfume out of
the fucking... really just fucking tanked them.
All right, so it was like basically like an allegory for Hitler and the Jews.
Yeah, just kill them all because they're way different and they don't meet our. They're not conscripted with us.
Right. They're not part of a program.
Yep.
Yeah. So they couldn't control them. That's why.
Yeah. And they have no purpose, per se.
I haven't seen Tron Legacy in a while.
It's so fucking good.
I need to rewatch that.
And I want to watch, what is it? Tron.
The series?
Man. Ascend?
Is that the series?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I forget what it's called, but that series is so fucking solid.
So we just did all right, here, I'll do another one. I'll do another one to catch you up. Cloud City, The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, cool.
God, how cool.
Lando kicking it hard.
Jesus.
I got it.
Yeah, you just take it off that cord. There you go. Tony's about to knock over his water onto
like
a fucking...
Never, dude. I have the speed of a Matrix cat.
$600 base and all my fucking trade paperbacks.
Oh, man, it's like a $400 base.
No. but, yeah, Cloud City, I really dug that. Stop jerking my bass off.
All right.
I really enjoyed the cloud cars.
Did you? In the Cloud City. Did you like the spires that come down like a little Hershey Kiss turned over?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just really enjoyed the whole fact of people living in the sky, but a whole city of it. Now, do you think the whole planet's like that? What do you think's beneath Cloud City?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
It's probably not inhabitable, so they're living in the clouds on that planet.
Right, so what's below? Like Wall-E? Wall-E. It's fucking Wall-E
down
there.
It's Wall-E, or it's fucking Fifth Element when you go down into the fucking old cities of like death because the smog is like 400 feet high.
I really hope that in one of the Star Wars fucking new ones, like the offshoots, I don't even give a fuck if it's
Wall-E?
In the... No. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I just want to see fat people in floating chairs.
No, I meant like, you know, you see like the little fucking like...
If they pan down to Cloud City and be like, oh shit, fucking hey, can you go grab blah blah blah, and they and they pop down there and like there's like in the far off background you see like a little Wall-E putting away trash.
That's what I mean.
I'll be
or
like,
you see a couple blocks of trash.
That's cool as fuck. Yeah, that'd be even cooler. And then like he's like Wall-E, and then it fucks off. And no, yeah. Oh god, that movie's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
those little robots have so much soul. Anyways, no, if somebody goes down there and they like fight like in like. Beneath Cloud City.
Yeah, the garbage part. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's garbage.
That'd be nice.
Whatever it is.
We don't even know.
I know, right?
I bet you could look up like the fucking mythos of fucking
Cloud
City.
There probably is something. Yeah. It'd be really cool if it was just an entire planet of water.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Fight underneath there.
Water world?
Oh, shit. Kevin Costner's down there pissing in fucking glasses, drinking it.
Chugging it up. Just chugging it up with his gills.
Yeah, fucking piss chugger. That was his name in the movie, right?
Kevin Costner, Piss Chugger.
That's the name of this episode. Piss Chugger.
Piss Chugger. Great. Super.
It's a work in progress. It might not be. Who knows? Yeah. But we got one. All right. So, yeah. Even all the design, like, in, I mean, I don't know. I guess the coolest part about it is just living in the clouds, like walking out and be like, holy shit, there's clouds everywhere.
Yeah.
And just in the sky. I like that.
Elysium had that. Not Elysium, Oblivion. Like, they had those, like, real high spire, like, living areas.
Oblivion was fucking, like, cool and a little, Edge of Tomorrow was cool. Oblivion was alright.
Yeah, you like Edge of Tomorrow. I liked Oblivion aesthetically. I did not care for it story-wise too much.
I mean, yeah, Tom Cruise just poops all over it.
Oh, dude. But Tom Cruise pooped on Edge of Tomorrow. He was pretty fun.
It's fine. Like,
Emily
Blunt was okay.
The Angel of Verdun? Yeah.
Oh, is that what?
An Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, she's the sword wielder. Yeah. Dude, I mean, the premise of that, though, is fucking genius. They made a video game out of a movie.
Yeah, it's great.
Did they even make a video game of that?
I mean, they haven't, but...
Why not? Holy shit, why not?
Seems easy, yeah.
Yeah, literally, it's one playthrough, too.
What an unpractical weapon, a gigantic fucking sword, when you're fighting creatures that move a million miles an hour.
Completely agree.
Yep.
Okay. Looks cool, though.
I'll take the Buster Sword, please, not the machine gun and the missile. Okay.
Uprising.
Next, is my turn?
Uprising. Tron Uprising.
Tron Uprising. Dude, that is a good fucking series.
Tom Uprising.
Tron Uprising.
Good. What's your next one?
Next one on my list is... Oh, man. I can't talk about it. Well, I can. I'm not going to have that many from books. I just want to talk about it one time.
Yeah, you probably...
I'm only going to have like two or three from books, like Dune and fucking like Neuromancer. This one's from Neuromancer.
Yeah.
Yep. Dude, Chiba City. Dude, listen to this. This is how Chiba City is described in the book.
Okay.
And it's only one line because I can't remember it all. But
fucking just say it.
Shut up!
God.
I'm trying to explain myself that he tells better stories than I do.
Obviously, he writes
books. Quit looking at the screen like I'm wasting your fucking time.
I'm not.
People pay to see me.
Not at all.
On their ears.
Nope, they get it for free.
Awards, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, I've seen a few clips, which you definitely did.
Shut up!
There it is again.
He calls Chiba City, he says, with skies like TVs set to a dead channel, neon chrome, this is hell in living.
Mm.
Like, that's how he describes, like, the look of the city when he wakes up in the morning. And then from there, it's seriously fucking awesome. Like, everything is rusted, horrible, fucking old tech mixed with, like, mods from fucking Russia and China and fucking Japan.
Yeah.
And people are pretty much melted together with tech that they barely know how they're... even alive with.
Oh, so basically they're like living, what are those called? Androids? Not androids. What's
like
the
Borg kind of sort
yeah,
of like,
Borg, like cyborg,
half,
yeah.
They're
half,
half
and
human,
half,
but they're complete mutations of humanity.
Cyborg's a half human, half robot, right? Or like a portion of either. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Android is going to be like an artificial.
That's
human.
Bishop.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was an android.
Pretty tight.
Yeah, that's cool. I like the description that you read. Detroit from RoboCop.
What is this theme?
Huh?
I was trying to think of the RoboCop theme.
Oh, yeah, I can't either. Here, I'll play it.
All right, hang on, boys and girls.
No, but I really dig all right, so everything about RoboCop...
That's T2.
Yeah. I thought you were going to... I'm like, that's not it either. That's a fucking Final Countdown.
Play Flight of the Valkyrie. That'll do.
No, what I really dig about... fucking Detroit from RoboCop is that it's like everything that was built in the 80s that was supposed to be like new and hip looks exactly like that, just really jagged edges and shit like that, and everything
every building was a 45 degree angle,
also that they all came out like fucking like 50 feet from the base and then went up as if it was like balancing and shit like that, and you still see houses to this day that like sat like that look like that, and I just love that shit so much. This is probably gonna be a commercial.
It looks like Frank Lloyd Wright had like sort of a fucking, I don't know, a small hand in it, but they didn't want to go full artistic. Really? What did you play? Oh, it's really coming in. In a world where robots are cops. And cops still work in shitty precincts. There it is. It's tight, dude. Yeah. Yeah. But this is like some orchestra playing it.
No, I'm
19
sure it,
different ways.
No, it's. I think that's like the actual score of the movie.
Yeah.
So like that was the whole like beginning credits and everything too.
God.
But it only shows him holding the gun and his hand out the other way. That's the only picture it has. It's not even like the fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, Detroit from RoboCop.
Fucking A, man. 9 minutes later,
we fucking got there.
Please don't stop listening.
It's starting to get hot. Are you getting hot?
It is getting hot in here. Right.
Yeah. 30 minutes.
All right,
in. All
moving
right.
on.
Sweaty.
Next on my list, The Citadel from Mad Max.
Is that the,
that's the
Fury
city.
Road?
Yep.
Yeah,
Joe,
yeah.
A Morton Joe's fucking
it's
city.
A Mort 2 Joe, right? A Mort 2 Joe.
A Morton.
I thought it was a Mort 2. Like, I am
Mort 2? O-O? T-O-O?
No, T-U, I think.
I think it's a Morton.
A Morton? A Morton? Here's a who.
I think it's one word and then Joe.
All right, hold on. Mad Max.
Like a mortal, a Morton.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was a mortal Joe the first time I saw it, but yeah, it turns out it
just
wasn't.
Look it up.
I am.
Yeah, fucking do it.
A Morton Joe, yeah, you're way right.
Man, dude.
And did you know that was the original bad guy from the
yeah.
first movie? I thought
the,
that was
the
neat.
Actor that played him.
Right, it's not his
not the same character he portrayed.
Right?
Yeah. Not the same character he's portraying, but that actor came back to play a character.
Hugh Keese Byrne was this his name?
Quite a guy.
Yep, he's my dude. All right, so why
Mediocre.
Do you like that city? You like it because all the titties and milk?
Yeah, all the titties and milk and like people with like fucking radiation poisoning and all the homeless people that are starving and hungry and
witness me.
Yeah, no, dude. Just because of
for the
how
chrome.
Fucking unique it is. You do not see that in cinema on that scale.
I agree.
That amount of fucking like sort of really gross, raw fucking inhabitants mixed with this awesome fucking like future garbage fucking tech.
Well, it's almost like
it's like steampunk meets like fucking like mutants.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's not futuristic really at all. If anything, they kind of take everything
yeah,
and put
from
it
the
backwards.
Present.
Yeah, yeah, or yeah, and kind of revert a little bit and then make it into yeah, it's weird.
But it is our future being
right.
told.
Yeah,
in
totally.
The films.
Yeah, it's like oh shit, we need guzzoline. Isn't that what they call
yeah.
it instead of gasoline?
Yeah. Guzzoline. Yeah.
Yeah. Dark City.
Yeah, dude. I was gonna say. Dark City is one of the coolest fucking cities. And it's a fucking, not just a city.
Right.
It's, I don't want to give anything away. Turn it off right now. It's a fucking planet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
No, I remember like watching that for the first time. And I feel like the Inception got like a lot of like.
A lot of its juice from that.
Yeah, I can't think of what the fucking word I was going to say. What's that when
a lot
you're
of
like
inspiration?
Influence. Okay. Or inspiration, yeah, sure. From Dark City, the whole moving of the buildings, and I love that it like almost like a mouse in a maze. It
I
just
know.
Changes it all up. So cool. And the fucking like he can tune.
Oh yeah. And there's two levels to the city, like an above and below.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that shit's great. And he like opens a door and isn't there like nothing there? Like he just
yeah.
reaches the
it's
end
just
of
the
fucking
edge of space,
city.
Yeah. And there's like a force field around the whole but you can blow out, like you can push someone through their force field and they just are in space dying.
God, Dark City's so good.
Yep. Next one on my, I have like, these are, that's my fifth. This will be my fifth, but
right.
I have two more and they're from movies.
That's
but
honorable mentions, bud.
I got them. I got them.
I have two.
I can't choose though.
I
can't choose fifth plus honorable mentions.
Well, choose a fifth and then, you got it. You got it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What was the genre again? Cinematic sci-fi universes?
Cities, motherfucker.
Don't yell at me, you piece of shit.
Literally just said Dark City. What is this, universes?
Why you do this to me? Why you do this?
Is it the heat getting to your head?
I hate
you
so much.
Come on, piss chugger.
Shut up, motherfucker. Piss chugger. You stupid asshole. Well, I think I kind of messed it up. I got one from a video game.
Fuck.
I got one that's fantasy. I got one that's probably based in, like, City of Men. That England is kind of current England.
Yeah, about to say, why, that's not, because I saw that in the list of, like, sci-fi fucking movies, and I was like, well, that's not
yeah.
really, like,
it
futuristic.
Is science fiction because,
yeah.
like, to an extent.
Right. There's no more children being born.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beyond that, like, no, I don't think it is. But that's why it's on my list.
All right, fuck that one.
Awesome.
That one's
fuck
not
that
five.
One, dude.
Yeah. All right.
The other one is from a fucking.
Don't
game.
Do the game. Do the fantasy one. What's the fantasy one?
Minas Tirith.
Which is
from Lord of the Rings.
Okay, where?
Minas Tirith.
Where the hell? Who's lived there?
What do you mean? Fucking lived there? Fucking humans. It's a giant fucking city built into a fucking mountain that spends like half a movie in.
Which movie?
Gondor's the dickhead town outside of there, and they don't go to help him.
Is that from The Hobbit?
No, bitch. Minas Tirith is a giant, like, silverstone city built on the side of a mountain. They have trebuchets. They fucking get bombarded by fucking... The city gets destroyed. The trees right on the top of the fucking courthouse, like the courtyard, and it burns.
Which movie is this?
Oh, my God. Two Towers and Return of the King.
Two Towers?
Yeah. It's Gondor is across the fucking lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fucking, like, flat town. Then there's Minas Tirith that's built into the side mountain. Of a mountain.
Yeah.
And I haven't fucking, seen these in what's a while. His name? Faramir, whatever his fucking name.
Sure, Faramir.
Gondor's brother. Fucking Faramir. Faramir is told by the crazy dude who is the fucking king regent of Minas Tirith go fucking back there. And he rides all his horsemen out there and gets bombarded.
I know. The dude that's, then, he has the is it Saruman? Is he the wizard?
Saruman is a wizard.
Right, not Saruman, which is the eye.
Sauron is the eye.
Saruman is the wizard. Okay.
Bingo.
Saruman has him taken over, correct? And made him all crazy. And then the fucking little dude that always talks in his ear, he's part of Saruman's like fucking like little army thing, right? The king that looks all old and weird, and then the
I think
fucking,
you're thinking of Rohan.
Fucking god yep. damn it.
You're thinking of the Rohirrim.
All right, next week we'll be watching all the Lord of the Rings so we can
shit.
Fucking go through
no,
this shit.
This was a fucking, this is the dude that fucking Gandalf says, like, you're not the king, and he's eating fucking fruit, and like fucking one of the hobbits are singing to him while he's just eating food at his fucking chamber, and his son's dying in battle. It's fucked up.
I don't remember this at all.
Oh, yeah, you're dumb as fuck, dude. And then it's where the end of fucking Return of the King takes place, where he sees the elf behind the fucking flag, and he's got a beard, and he's the fucking king now.
Yeah.
That's where they have their ceremony, is Minas Tirith.
Gonna go dig these out of my DVD.
Man, you better just fucking get the cobwebs out of your brain.
My DVD trash bag.
Well,
and fucking...
I feel pretty accomplished with that list because I stumped the shit out of you with everything ever from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, honestly. Good call.
Go read the Silmarillion and fuck off.
I read The Hobbit. That was really good. my last one is Washington from Minority Report.
That's a good city.
That's a sick city. Fuck
that is
you.
Sick city. Dude, that's fucking Philip K. Dick. That's a dope-ass city. That's like, he wrote Blade Runner, man.
Yeah, no.
That's another one that would make my list, totally.
Yeah.
It's so similar to so many other Neo-Tokyo cities.
I'm about to say, Minority Report's very similar to fucking, what's that guy? iRobot.
Yeah.
Like, super to similar extent, to that, yeah. Well, I thought
minus robots.
Right, minus the robots, yeah. And that's why I put...
It's a little more gritty.
Chicago from iRobot in my honorable mentions because of... I loved how, like, the robots were assisting everyone.
Yeah.
Like, the trash robots and shit like that. And, like, just... It looked like Blade Runner because it looked very, like, shitty and dingy. It didn't have, like, that really polished look of it. Minority Report had more of a polished look in Suburbia, which I thought was a really neat take.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes to the slummy. Because
people
shit.
Still have regular looking houses. It just all futuristic tech inside of them.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a neat advance because that's kind of like where we're headed right now.
It's where iHome's like headed. You can monitor everything, locks, lights.
My last fucking honorable mention was San Angeles from Demolition Man.
Oh, dude. San Angeles. Let's go to Taco Bell.
Fuck yeah. Use the three seashells.
Holy shit. How do you use those?
Exactly.
You scoop the poop and then
we'll never know.
Extra wipe with the third one?
We'll never know. Why do you set them back for somebody else?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you throw the shells away and there's another one, another set added?
I kind of love that that's a thing. Like, he's, all right, do you remember in Breakfast Club when Bender's crawling in the vents?
Yeah.
And he's telling that joke and he never finishes it?
Yeah.
Demolition Man does the exact same thing.
Oh,
with the three,
yeah.
They're like, he doesn't know how to use the three seashells. And they completely play it off
I was
and
like,
never
thanks,
explain
Rob
it.
Rob Schneider, thank you.
Oh, Rob Schneider did say that. Yeah, I thought that was a really cool, like, a kind of Easter egg for fans. They'll be like, what do they do?
I also love how he cussed with, like, hell, ass, and, like, son of a bitch.
Oh, and
those
get
were his
fined?
Heavy ones, yeah.
And
those
fined.
Were his heavy duties.
Yeah, that shit's fun. Oh, yeah, no, he said it, he didn't have any toilet paper, so he got the fucking fines, and he's like, all right, I'll be back. All right, weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Home Alone again. Fantastic flick. Still holds up. I loved it. Next
still
one.
Holds up. I loved it. I watched the first half hour of a movie called Arc.
Yeah, it's a Netflix original.
Netflix original.
With your boy, Stephen Amell.
It looks like Stephen Amell. I'm not confirming it.
I'm almost positive.
He just
it
looks
is.
Like a really sort of fucking chiseled-faced white boy. ARQ, yeah.
That's his fucking brother, Robbie Amell.
Oh, my God. And that's why I thought thickens. It, dude. That's why I thought I felt his lineage.
These fucks got some
coming
fucking...
up in my plums.
These fucks got some heavy jeans on them, man. They look exactly the fucking same. Ah, he looks a little different.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So,
what do you think about it?
What's it about? It's fucking pretty tight. It's about this future where this dude created a perpetual energy engine, but no one really knows that he has it because it's a world where getting energy, you have they're called like stim packs to get energy, so you pay corporations for.
So it's basically kind of like gasoline and us coming out.
They don't know what it is
though, because
you get zapped by 20,000 volts if you touch it. It just looks like a magnet that's spinning. But this corporation or this fucking group of like bandits are trying to rob him, but he keeps perpetually waking up to the same event, like 1 minute before they come in his bedroom door, like 20 seconds before they come in. So he's waking his girlfriend up. He's trying to fight him. He's trying to hit him with a chair, all this shit.
Edge of Tomorrow or fucking Synchronicity.
Kind of, but then like
Groundhog's
I think the idea is that time isn't linear. It's more fragmented. Like if you do something really horrible, it will alter the next variation of it, and he has to find a way to slip out of it or something. Hmm. Who the fuck knows? But it's pretty. It was beautiful from what I saw so far.
Cool, I'll check that out. Yeah, that sounds fun. I watched Man of Steel and then Batman v Superman back to back, which
dang
is a lot of fucking Zack Snyder. I will say that.
Yeah,
very bleak too. Very sad Batman and shit. Fucking, but it's. I don't know, dude. Like, I enjoy Batman v Superman, I think, every time I watch it. And I catch more shit every time I watch it, too. I was explaining to you outside, I was like, I think I finally understood why Lex Luthor hates Superman is because he says, he mentions when he's talking to the Secretary of State or the governor from Kentucky or whatever the fuck, chick that he puts the piss in the fucking chair next to her.
Yeah.
Piss chugger.
Yeah. Piss chugger over here. This chick.
She was credited as that. He's talking to her about his father being raised in Germany and having to take out a flower to the fucking Hitler, to the Fuhrer, and pay homage to him. Just a man with absolute power, in power, making humans do that. And the whole reason of him hating Superman is because he doesn't want the absolute power to have that.
Yeah, he doesn't want Superman to be.
Which,
a
watching
ruler.
The movie now 7 times, finally got it. Like, they
good
really
job.
Buried that shit in there. It's literally like a. Like, oh my God. I think it's his acting, too, because he's so, like, fucking weird and, like, shitty the whole time, like, Riddler esque, that it's hard to, like, come by. But yeah.
I love when a DC film doesn't spoon feed you their sweet, sweet subplot details.
They really rely on the fucking people knowing the comics way more than they should, I feel like.
I feel even like that, too, because Marvel's, like, here's a coloring book. Enjoy.
Yeah, well, I mean, but if you look at fucking Winter Soldier and Civil War, now you know all those characters that they came from.
Well, they're getting some grounded directors in there.
And they're also getting a universe built. You don't have to fucking keep referencing old shit or, like, explaining things. They're just happening as they go now.
I did hear something about fucking Thanos.
Yeah.
That there's some plot details leaked on this really reputable website that he's going to be... Thanos is essentially killing half the galaxy before the start of the Infinity War.
So Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
And then he is coveting Lady Death, or like Death Incarnate. She's like a Skull hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine to mate with her so he can be fucking...
He's obsessed with death.
Yeah.
That's his whole thing, is that he's obsessed with death.
And they're thinking... The rumor site was actually saying that they're confirming that they're trying to go forward with that actual comic plot. And everyone's sort of like, okay, like, there's usually just a Russian dude that's mad about something, and it's really easy to kill him. Thanos loves death and wants to kill her?
See, that's the... All right. I think what's cool with what they're doing is that there's, like, what? Probably, like, 5 or 6 movies before the first Infinity Gauntlet comes out.
Yeah.
So they have... Or Infinity War, I think they're calling it. So they have that many movies... to slowly bring you into what you need to know to get into that movie.
It's so far-fetched that people are like, nah.
Yeah, but I guarantee you once we get there, they'll be like, oh, I was... Dude, when Ant-Man, people were like, dumb, never work. And they're like, I loved it. Paul Rudd's great.
What a fun guy. Nobody hates Paul Rudd.
Dude, Guardians of the Galaxy, people are like, what's this dog shit? Talking raccoon and fucking, like, tree boy? And then you're like, this is the fucking one of the best Marvel movies ever made. I have complete faith in them, and I think that's really cool. And I think their explanation of him loving death... and everything about that is going to be well done, for sure.
Should be cool.
And I think Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is going to really, like, harness that storyline in it.
Because you're also going to see them probably attempting to contact the people of Earth.
I believe Infinity War, the Marvel heroes fight themselves as well to, like, save Earth. I think that they're kind of pitted against each other.
Avengers 2.0 that kind of come in and take up the helm.
Yeah, Yeah.
During that skirt, like during
and
that.
That's fight. When I think you're going to lose Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans. And I think that's when they're going to go away from the franchise for like a few years or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're going to concentrate on more of a newer, like, I think Falcon's going to become the new Captain America. I don't know if they're going to go with Bucky.
Really?
I think they should go with Falcon. Because that's also what's happening in Marvel Comics, like, now-ish.
Oh.
Yeah, so you think, like, three years out from now, Falcon becomes him? Like, people, well, I think, will like that. I don't know.
I'm not huge on Falcon because I'm also not...
Bucky's great.
Yeah, because I'm so huge on Bucky.
Yeah.
Like, don't brag about Bucky so much and make him so fucking...
Rad.
Tough as fuck, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
like so from that era of Cap, you know what I mean? Being warped against his will for 90 years.
It definitely makes the most sense to go with, Bucky, but I think that they might go with Falcon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure though. Who knows? Maybe we'll have two.
It might be, yeah. Dude, it doesn't matter because Black Panther's the shit. That's all there is
to
it.
Dude, Black Panther's going to be the fucking best movie ever.
I'm so pumped for
that. T'Challa's so cool. How the fuck did we get here?
Oh, I was telling you, I forgot I read something about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, and we were talking about fucking Batman v Superman.
But I didn't see much this week at all because I've been playing video games.
Yeah, what have you been playing?
Lords of the Fallen.
How's
and
that?
Journey is free.
What?
Isn't that tight as fuck? Journey, the game. I had it on PS3. I paid $20 for it. It's a 2 to 3 hour journey through this, like, kaleidoscope of beautiful images. It's like it makes you feel the way like Shadow of the Colossus or Katamari Damacy makes you feel. It's just enthralling and beautiful and elemental, so it's not character driven. You are the character, but the character never speaks. You can encounter other people going through the journey, but there's no competition. You're kind of cruising. There are beasts, but they're very like avoidable and very like, I don't know. You'll come see me playing it in my room and be like, what's this boring shit? You play it for 10 minutes, though, and you're like, I'm in love. It's so fun and whimsical.
Neat. How was the other one?
Huh?
How was the other one?
Oh, Lords of the Fallen? It feels like, what the fuck is that game called? No, Dark Soul. I was going to think there's another one. Oh, my God. Kind of like God
Kane,
of War meets...
Kane Soul Reaver.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Not so much that fucking platform, but God of War, maybe God of War chess, God of War magic looking shit, like big gauntlets on his arm that shoot blue plasma.
Oh, chests. I thought you said chess, like the game. I was like, what the fuck? When was that God of War?
Like the fucking items in the world look real like gaudy and fucking neon green and yellow and blue.
I gotcha.
But the character design, like his armor, his fucking like swords, look like Dark Souls. Gorgeous fucking Dark Souls looking stuff. The
Dark Souls does look insane.
The creatures more so on the God of War side, but the fighting system and I guess the hand-to-hand fighting system and him and all his upgrades look fucking fantastic. All the other shit, his long-range like mage gauntlet and all the creatures look like big gaudy fucking God of War shit. But it's pretty fun, but I'm not going to play it anymore.
I watched 20 minutes of Shannara Chronicles.
Oh, yeah, you did. Shannara.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I'm not, it looks like Shannara. Yeah, it's MTV dog shit. It's on Netflix. It looks really cool. It looked really promising, and yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. What's
yeah. I made a penis out of the rings on my cup on your table. Yeah. This is like, and I dragged it.
I am so proud of
you. And
it
was like the shaft. You know what I'm saying?
So proud.
Just saying, I was showing you my art because it's like, it's temporary, dude. It's not going to be here forever, bro.
My baby boy made a penis.
You got a little booger?
No, yeah. little cat hair.
Ah.
Paul shedding like a motherfucker. I've been playing Medal of Honor Frontline as well.
Yeah, you have.
Loving
just
it.
Taking all those beaches.
Yep. Well, there's only one in the game, but yeah.
Yeah. Finest hour.
Mm-hmm. D-Day. But yeah, no, god damn, that game's a lot of fun, but wow, is the mechanics of it so slow.
It's so rough.
It's
and the
insane.
AI is so damn dumb.
It's so damn dumb at times, but also I'm like, I move a little bit, and they're like, fuck, he's right there! And then they all just run at me. I'm like, god damn it. I've died quite a bit in that game, and I'm pretty surprised.
Yeah.
Playing on medium, though, you know.
Hard-ass medium.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fucking do that pussy easy shit.
Yeah, dude, fuck that.
All right, so let's hop into Tessa Tony. We watched Meet the Parents.
Yeah, we did.
What'd you think?
I'm going to come right out with the rating. I rate this 5.5 deep impacts.
Really?
Yeah.
Give it 7 deep impacts.
I can't watch it again. Really? I'll watch it again in like years or on TV, on TBS.
I will give you that. All right. So, but I don't think that affects my rating. Rewatchability isn't really that, because what it is
well,
about...
Well, it's a test of Tony.
Right, but the whole thing about comedies, though, is that it's the surprise of the fucking thing. Once you've heard the joke, you know the joke. Like, there's no point in seeing it again. Like, it's not like...
But they're totally... Dude, give me Tommy Boy.
Yeah, all right, so how many times could you watch that fucking 14 times in a row?
I think I've watched it about 30 in my lifetime.
Yeah, in your lifetime.
Yeah.
It's been out since, like, 1992.
I'm just saying. Like 24
like
years.
Like,
Superbad when it came out. I would watch that multiple times and not feel
that's like,
staggered
that's
and
like
bored.
Comfort food. Okay, I'll give you that.
It is comfort food because it's such high quality.
Meet the Parents is this one part of it,
there's
though.
There's a few funny moments. I give all 5.5 of it to the fucking timing and the humor.
I'm about to say, there's a...
Not the events, not the cringe.
Oh, yeah, no, it is like, what will go
like,
wrong
does
next?
Does this actually happen? No, it's fucked.
Now, one of the my favorite parts of it was like right when Greg and his girlfriend get to the parents' house and Robert De Niro pours out like the fucking wine or something. He's like, I need to go get more of this mixer. And they're like, Greg, why don't you go with them? And then like they have that weird awkward conversation. He's like, yeah, come on with me. And he turns his face and all you see is profile. And like the fucking scowl that he has is fucking amazing. I rewound it like 4 times. I was like, that is like such good micro acting. Like that's so fucking funny. And like from Robert De Niro too. Like, I mean, yeah. You would not really like pin him as a fucking like,
comedic
actor.
Timing,
yeah.
And genius. Yeah. Like
and it that. Was really well done. Owen Wilson's fucking fantastic in that flick.
I mean, his
character,
his brand of prick is so subtle.
Yeah, it's so good. Like he's like the nicest guy, but just so above everyone. He's
but he's
like oh.
When he's like, oh, what field are you in? He's like, oh, I'm an RN. He's like, I do a lot of volunteer work. He's like, well, I get paid.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still nice to help people.
Yeah, it's still nice.
Ben Stiller, I feel like, is really great in it too. That's I mean, like I feel like there's not like much other than the fact of like this cheesiness of what's happening.
Yeah, the big stuff.
Yeah,
like. Them bragging, him being a so over the top fucking anal retentive dad, the son being such a little pricky fucking like sub character son, stoner asshole.
I really enjoyed
like,
the
everyone at his dad's friends being the biggest douchebags on earth who say vile shit to his face and nobody comes to his defense.
Right.
I'm like, no one heard that? Nobody fucking heard that.
I really enjoyed it when like they're like, oh, someone got visited by the hair fairy, and then like they all like
cracking
everyone,
fuck up.
And he's like, well, I'm gonna go visit the shower fairy, and everyone, and like they smile like politely, but they're like, what a fucking chud! Like, oh my god, there's so much good shit about.
But that's
that
cringe shit that it's hard to watch The Office sometimes. It's hard to watch that sometimes because it's so awkward.
I think that's why I like this movie so much. And I was like, I never really caught this as a younger viewer of it because I didn't really understand the awkwardness of it. Now, like that's like right up my alley because of The Office and shit like that. That's probably why I enjoyed it so much. I'll give it a 6 deep impact.
All right.
All right. Let's see. In Bruges.
In Bruges. Dude. Colin Farrell at his supreme funniest.
He's
and most
really
morose.
Good. He's really good. The guy that plays Ken too is fantastic.
Melancholy as fuck, man.
This movie takes you on fucking turn after. It's like, you know what it felt like? It felt like Clerks with the drop back of like the background of them being hitmen.
Yeah,
like they're like, yo, something bad happened. We're not going to show it to you because that like that's how it like
oh,
kind of opens
like,
up.
Weird, pretty piano music playing this melancholy like theme to.
No,
where,
what I'm saying is like
event.
Fucking like. When the movie starts out, they're just like, oh, why are we here? Like, well, we were in hiding. And like, it's like a Kevin Smith thing. Like, he explains an event.
He explains it very subtly, too. He says, like, you know why? And he's like, you have to bring that up.
Yeah. Like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
You went into character.
Dude, I had to. I'm method, bro.
Yeah. Well, if you'd still be doing it if you were. We're also not shooting
in
a movie.
My brain.
Ah. But yeah, no, I felt like it was really cool. But then they show the events later on. And the movie's actually shot really pretty.
Yeah.
The two character dynamics between the two of them. And it's very like, the whole first hour, I'd say, is very like tight with just those two characters. You really get to know them
it's
as
people.
It's
just a growth of their two personalities.
Which
like,
the character development with that, I felt was really, really well done.
It's a beautiful... like he's hiding his worry for what's going to happen to Ray.
Yeah.
Like he's like, fuck man. Like, let's go see Bruges. Come on. Like, no, we're not doing that. Like,
well, no, I feel like he didn't know about it until he didn't. I
think he had a suspicion.
I think he had a suspicion. He says it. He's like, I think we're here for a job. This seems like a lot of shit. I don't think he thought like, I'm going to have to kill you.
Don't kill him.
I think it was more like, oh, all right. So the setup of the movie, fucking, Colin Farrell is a brand new. His first job was to kill a priest rapist.
Yep.
And he does so, kills a kid.
Yeah.
He's dealing with that, and they go to Bruges, the hitman boss sends Ken and Colin, and I'm assuming that Colin's, like, his apprentice?
Yeah, Ray and Ken, he's Ken's apprentice.
Okay, so the hitman boss, Harry, sends them to Bruges to hide out for a while, and it's a shithole. Like, Colin Farrell's, like, very, like, he wants to experience life. That seems, like, why he took the job.
He just wants to have fun, yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck off, get drunk, and fucking shoot, fuck, you know, all that type of shit. And they're
filming fucking midgets.
Yeah. Oh my god. The movie's like so insanely un-PC. It's fucking awesome. It's well done. It's not like un-PC to be un-PC. It's like capturing like a fucking like moment in time. I'd say. But yeah, shot fucking gorgeously. Like I said, the character development between those two are just fucking fantastic. And then the ending felt like the biggest indie flick ever.
Yeah.
The whole movie really does. It plays like it. It's very small, and then it becomes like. Not grandiose, but really fucking dark.
Yeah.
Like, it was a very light, upbeat comedy up until, like, the last 40 minutes, and then it's just really fucked up.
Dude, with sprinkles of comedy. Ralph Fiennes showing up is, like, this tone change.
Is it Rafe?
Ralph.
Okay, who's Rafe?
Ray Fiennes?
No, there's a guy that played, Voldemort. He's Rafe.
That's Ralph Fiennes.
No, it's Rafe. They call him Rafe. I know it's spelled Ralph, but they call him Rafe. I swear to God.
Rafe Fiennes?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
How do you say it? Where's he from that's how
it's pronounced?
Fuck
if I know. I think maybe he's just like, I don't like the name Ralph, so it's Rafe.
So he's from Suffolk, England.
Maybe that's why, I guess. But yeah, everyone calls him Rafe Fiennes.
Rafe.
Yeah.
Rafe Fiennes.
But yeah, when Harry... Dude, Harry, like the first... introduction to Harry is through a letter taken by the receptionist at the hotel that they're staying at.
Yeah.
And it is fucking awesome. Even Ray, Colin Farrell's character, he's like, he swears a lot. Like, I can't do it. Go ahead, you say it.
What?
He swears a lot.
He swears a lot.
Yeah, he swears a lot. Yeah, all right. I'm starting to pick up your link. But yeah, this is on, both these are on Netflix, by the way, Meet the Parents. And that's something that, you know, watch before bed if you're sick and you don't really want to think about anything. In Bruges, though, take this in. I think it's like, what, 2 hours long?
Yeah.
By the way, hold on. Let me look up some box office numbers real quick. What are you doing over there?
It's a stagger. I'm looking at In Bruges, just sort of notes about it.
$55 million budget for Meet the Parents, $166 million domestic, $330 million worldwide. That's fucking huge. In Bruges. Let's see. Budget not applicable, and it made $33 million worldwide, $7 million in the States. Yeah.
So 15 to 32, that's not bad.
What do you it's $15 million?
$15 million budget, yeah.
In Bruges?
Yeah.
I felt like it was like 10.
I think it's when I tell people about it, it's 107 minutes long. It is staggeringly funny if you enjoy raunchy, like, sort of depraved fucking teenager humor out of, like, this morose, grouchy motherfucker, which is Colin Farrell.
Mm.
He's calling everyone fucking, like, retards and fucking, midgets, asking them the most fucked up questions, saying he's fucking bored, he hates this fucking place.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, the angsty teenager. Yeah.
And then he has, like, this dad figure who's trying to fucking be, like, established cool
culture
and calm.
With
yeah.
him.
Like, show him that he's in the most well-preserved medieval town in all of Europe.
You're right.
And it's incredibly beautiful.
Truly.
The shots of fucking Bruges are incredible. And I would love to visit there. Then this nightlife sort of fucking elements start taking place where they go out more and they're drinking. They're doing a couple drugs. Like, they say, fuck it. Like, Ken comes in because he finds out what he has to do. And he's like, fuck it. Give me that.
Yeah, he actually starts, like, partying to get his mind off.
And, like, then all shit breaks loose. And it's a fucking intense fucking movie with a hilarious... like element to it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like I said, it gets dark in like the last like 30 to 40 minutes.
And
but
sad, yeah.
It's still, there's parts that are pretty heartbreaking about it. Great performances, by the way, by both Ken and Ray and fucking Harry.
Yeah, Brendan Gleeson always brings it.
It still has sprinkles of comedy even through the end. Like when he's like, all right, I'm going to jump in the canal, and then you can come around. If you shoot me, then that's fine, but leave the pregnant lady alone. He's like, you really promise that you're going to do that? Because I don't want to, you know, go out there, hunt around for 10 minutes, and come back up, and you're hiding in a fucking cabinet, man. And he's like, no, I promise, on three. And then there's dead silence, and he's like, do you start the count? He's like, well, I thought you would. You're going to go, right? So, yeah, go ahead and start.
Start the fucking count.
There's a really good fucking, like, really, like you were saying with comedic timing for Meet the Parents, there's really, really well done comedic timing in this movie. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. Fucking nine deep impacts. Oh, I dude, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this is one of my go-to fucking films for, like, a lower budget comedy thriller fucking, I don't know, everything.
It's a
9.5,
genre smash.
9.5 deep impacts. I've watched this and thoroughly enjoyed every watching, like, at least six times.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the... And I've seen, like, bits and pieces of this movie before. Yeah. I'm not sure why I didn't finish it, because I didn't know the ending. Like, that ending was, like, the first time I saw it. But, yeah, no, it's really fucking strong. Definitely check it out on Netflix. Watch Meet the Parents if you're feeling it. Next week, we're going to do Testotoni as Hellboy.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy that one.
Oh, I'll eat it up.
And movie of the week is Defiance.
Cool.
Also both on Netflix. Fucking watch it with us and listen to us bullshit about them. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.